Hi, this is Bill Koenig at the Spy Command, talking today about how Perry Mason once got involved with the Cold War. So here goes. In the final season of Perry Mason, 1957 to 1966, the intrepid attorney went behind the Iron Curtain for an adventure. The case of the fugitive Fraulein saw Raymond Burrs Mason, helped and abetted by William Hopper's private investigator Paul Drake, venture into East Germany. Perry has been hired by a scientist and his wife to get their granddaughter out of East Berlin. A series of double crosses follow. Mason and Drake navigate various traps. With a typical Perry Mason episode, the attorney deals with a trial or a preliminary hearing in the U.S. In this episode, Mason isn't sure until the last minute whether his credentials will be recognized in East Berlin. At the last possible moment, they are, yet Mason doesn't have his normal advantages. This episode, written by Jonathan Latimer, born 1906, died 1983, a veteran mystery scribe, turns elements of the Perry Mason formula on its head. Yet Perry still gets to confront the real killer in typical Mason style. The episode showed that in its ninth season, Perry Mason could still pull off a surprise or two. The guest cast included performers such as Jeanette Nolan, Kevin Hagen, Suzanne Kramer, and Ronald Long, who performed in spy shows of the 1960s. That's it. This is Bill Koenig at the Spy Command. Thank you for listening.